Once USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, we're lining up for that World Series Command Performance, played over here for you world champion fighting men and women over there. From the press box to deep center field, the diamond is loaded with your favorite players, and the bullpen is full of stars ready to go to bat and knock out the answers to your letters to Command Performance, care of Special Service Division, Los Angeles, USA. So gather around home plate and we'll start the game. Walking out of the mound right now is the gal who can throw a neat curve and who's made plenty of hits in the movies, your commanding officer of this command performance, Ginger Rogers.
Thanks, Ken Carpenter, and hi, fellas. And thanks for the letters. You know, we started getting mail postmarked Sicily. And after a lot more of the world's toughest work, one of these days you'll be sending us GI mail postmarked Berlin. But let's get to the letters at hand. Hello to R.A. Breckenridge on St. Mary's Isle of Scilly, to Fresno Lloyd Goodrich and the men at 726, and to Jake Herden and 46 co-signers at 923. Love to the Aleutian Orphans, alias the Black Gang, alias 5x5 Tom, Scotty Tenwheeler, Junior or Mama's Boy, and Lover Lou, and Jefferson M. Knight at Navy 133, everything in Bruton, Alabama is okay. Or as Tommy Atkins puts it, everything is a box of birds. But fellas, it seems we've got a lad here tonight who's suddenly fallen heir to more national popularity than any one man can use. I'm speaking of Frank Sinatra. His jump to the top is currently the talk of show business, Democrats and Republicans, and girls between 13 and 16. Here he is, singing for the AEF, the old swooner himself, Frank Sinatra.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my silk and laceable you. I'm in love with you, I am, and verily so. But you're much too shy, unnecessarily so. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, you, my sweet embrace of you. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want these arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do my sweet embraceable you.
Thank you, Frank Sinatra. And stick around, Frankie. We do a repeat show for the Eastern Hemisphere. And thanks, too, to the 43rd Army Air Forces Orchestra of Gardner Field. Well, men, not long ago, we had a little bundle on command performance. A little bundle of soft fur with a pink nose, long ears and whiskers. Better known as Bugs Bunny of the animated cartoons, our little bundle wrapped up the audience that took it home with him. Hundreds of you wrote in after that program and said, let's have more of Bugs Bunny. So, tonight we,
excuse me, fellas. Somebody's walking on the stage.
Shh. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Oh, you can't fool me. You're Arthur Q. Bryan.
Oh, look, wabbit twacks. I will follow the twacks. They go right over here. They turn here, and then they hook.
What's up, Doc?
Shh. Be quiet, you. I'm on the trail of a widow gray woodland rabbit.
Yeah? What you gonna do with a rabbit when you corner it, Doc?
I'm gonna infiltrate his very vitals with a belly full of wet from this rifle.
You really mean it?
I really mean it.
Well, do you know what this rabbit looks like?
Well, he's got long, fuzzy ears.
Oh, you mean like mine, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a little fluffy powder puff tail.
Oh, like this little cotton thing I got on here.
Let's see it. Well, say, it's unbelievable, but he has, and he's always chewing on carrots.
You mean like this, Doc?
Yeah. The resemblance is remarkable. Hey, you know something?
Yeah,
you look just like a rabbit.
Oh, is that so? Oh, come here, Doc.
All right.
Now, look, I don't want you to spread this around.
Oh, I won't tell a soul.
But, confidentially.
Yeah?
I am a rabbit!
Oh, you are a rabbit, are you? Well, I thought so. Well, I got you covered with my rifle. Rabbit, you a dead duck. Say your prayers.
Just a minute, Doc. Who are you to go shoving heavy artillery into rabbits' abdomens? Why, was I doing you any harm? No. Just meandering through the woods, minding my own business, on my way to school.
On your way to school? Why, that's utterly ridiculous. What could rabbits learn in school?
Confidentially, Doc. To multiply.
Well, fellas, at those Pacific outposts where the morning sun finds you already at work, the golden moon sometimes catches up with you relaxing and thinking of your loved ones at home. And maybe it's in moments like these that you reach for your sawed-off pencil and scribble an order to command performance for the voice of Alice Faye. Well, we have the little lady in custody, so we'll turn her over to the AEF. Fellas, here's Alice Faye.
Thank you, Ginger. Hello to bashful Vern Malotte at 644 and little Avenue Red Lake in the Caribbean. Sergeants Moore, Bassett, and Litt with the British Army somewhere in India. Thanks for the invitation to visit you. Oh, I'd really love to make the trip, but I haven't a thing to wear. Hello, Jimmy Puckett, Phil Hardy, Tom Collins, and the Falkland Island Force. Hi there, Coast Guard Box 2 at Navy 48. Jim Burdellis and 954 Coast Artillery Clan. And a special call from Bobby and Cliff in Los Angeles to Staff Sergeant Bud Hilde in Alaska. And to Bud's buddies, Forsyth, McCord, Whalen, Williams, and Baker. Bud wants a picture of a real pinup girl so he can take down that long undie model he clipped from the mail order catalog. It's on the way, Bud. Know just how you feel. And so is this tune from Hello Frisco Hello, They Always Pick on Me. When I was born, my ma and pa, they looked at me and said, oh, sure. The doctor said it's a girl, I think. And pa went out and got a drink. Then ma said I looked just like pa, and pa said I took after ma. Aunt Jane said I looked like a quince. And I've been a stepchild ever since. Oh, they always, always pick on me. They never, never let me be. I'm so very lonesome, awfully sad. It's a long time since I've been glad. But I know what I'll do by and by. I'll eat some worms, and then I'll die. And when I'm gone, you wait and see. They'll all be sorry that they picked on me. Now why do they always, always have to pick on me? Why do they never, never, never let me be? I'm so very lonesome, awfully sad. It's a long, long time since I've been glad. But I know what I'll do by and by. I'm gonna eat me some worms, and then I'll die. And when I'm gone, just wait and see. They'll all be sorry, terribly, terribly sorry. Gee, they're really gonna be sorry that they picked on me.
Great, Alice, and our sincere thanks. And as all of you know, we maintain a high standard of dignity on Command Performance, so it isn't a bit surprising that one of America's most famous minds, along with its body, is here tonight. This gentleman is in Hollywood following a season of teaching philosophy at Harvard, engineering at MIT, and bartending at Duffy's Tavern. Fellows, Command Performance proudly presents one of radio's best loved personalities and head character in charge of the Mickey Finn department in Duffy's Tavern, Ed Archie Gardner.
Thank you, Miss Rogers.
Well, Archie, what have you been doing with yourself out here in Hollywood? Have you seen any of the sights?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a couple of them. Santa Monica, you know. Schwab's drugstore. Most of the hot spots. I like that Grauman's Chinese restaurant.
No, that's Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't get a table. Yeah, I like them autographs in the cement.
Oh, you mean the footprints?
Yeah, handprints, footprints. They got Betty Grable's leg print. Lana Turner's represented, too. Yeah. Of course, the knitting don't come through so good in the cement. And while I'm out here, I'm also looking for some new talent for Duffy's in the fall, too.
Well, you've come to the right place. There's plenty of talent in Hollywood, don't you think?
Well, after an old fashioned yes. tell me, what do you know about this Frank Sinatra?
Well, I think he's a wonderful singer. Say, there he is over there.
Where?
Over there.
Hmm. That piccolo with the bow tie? introduce me anyways, will you?
All right. Frankie.
Yes, Ginger.
Archie here would like to talk business with you. Archie, this is Frankie. Frankie, this is Archie.
I'm charmed.
Likewise. Likewise, I'm sure, Archie.
Gentlemen, you are on your own.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah,
Archie. You ever been out with this Rogers tomato?
Why?
Well, I was wondering, how is she?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. is she? You know,
I don't know what you mean.
Sinatra, can she dance?
Well, I don't know much about dancing. I'm a singer.
You what?
I'm a vocalist.
Oh, well, that's better. Yeah. We gotta have class at Duffy's, sir.
Just a second. You are offering Sinatra a job in a tavern?
That's the point. This is a tavern, not a saloon. Yes, sir. Frank, you will be singing to bankers, statesmen, diplomats. Just the other night, we had the first lady.
The first lady of the land?
No, the first lady to have 8 straight beers and not wind up under the table. And Duffy will be happy to have you too, Frank. You know, he is always wanted a quartet in the joint.
A quartet?
Yeah, you and them 3 dames that faint every time you open your mouth. And there's one other thing, Sinatra.
What?
You're a kid with a pretty good voice. You don't look too bad. No, you dress all right, but there's one phase of your career that has been completely overlooked.
What's that, Arch?
No publicity.
Publicity, huh? Say, I could use a little of that.
Yeah, now, you see, in our place, we'll put you on a sign, see?
What sign?
Big sign. Pig's feet, Sinatra, and smelling salts, 30 cents. And once it gets around, you're at Duffy's. Even the dames will start flocking to see you, too.
Yeah. What about the moolah?
The moolah, all you can eat.
No, I mean the money.
Oh, the money. Stand back, Sinatra. We will pay you 10 cold clams per week.
$10 a week?
Does that knock you over with a feather?
Well, what about the withholding tax?
Don't worry about it. Possible Duffy will withhold the entire sum.
But, Archie, only 10 bucks a week.
Well, who do you think you are, Skinny Ennis? We can get Crosby for 12. There's one other thing. You see, if you work at the joint, you'll have a good chance of meeting Miss Duffy, the daughter of the establishment.
Who is she?
She is as sweet a flower as has ever bloomed on 10th Avenue.
You mean she's pretty?
Like a spun gossamer.
Yeah, I know, but how's she built?
How's she built? Well, you know that magazine ad where's the beautiful dame holding a bottle of hand lotion and it says she's engaged. She's charming. She's lovely.
Yes?
Miss Duffy's built like the bottle.
Well, that's for me, Arch. That's for me. I'll take the job.
You'll take the job. Okay. Well, there's only one thing, Sinatra. We may have to change your style.
Well, what's the matter with my style?
Well, you're a little quiet, you know. I don't think you'd ever drown out the jukebox.
Well, couldn't you tone the jukebox down a little?
What, after a guy's put a nickel in it, do you want to start a riot? No, Sinatra, you see, at Duffy's, it's the bellow of the buffalo that pays off, not the belch of the hummingbird.
Thank you, Ed Gardner. I can see the marquee at Duffy's Tavern. Archie presents the biggest glass of beer in New York for a dime and Frankie Sinatra. Right here, we'll give the swooner 30 seconds for rebuttal, during which time he'll talk himself into another tune. Take over, Frankie Sinatra.
Thank you, Ginger Rogers. Greetings to Ben Rives and the radio mob at San Juan. And, of course, Moneybags John R. Wood at the pay office with the 2nd Marines. Also with the 2nd Marines, it's a howdy to Corporal Harvey West and pals, including Private Liver Lip Waters. Hello, Gene Seitz, or is it Seitz, and the 11-man crew in Hut 22 up in Iceland. And say, here's a neat request. The dispensary gang in Dry Dock somewhere in Puerto Rico say, we would like an all-girl orchestra, but we would like it down here. And greetings to 8 Ball Deuce in Alaska and F.H. Anthes and the 14th Seabees somewhere in one of the oceans. And fellas, here's the tune that still rides high in your command performance mail.
Night and day, you are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling. Where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely love, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oar, such a hungry yearning, burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. There's an oar, such a hungry yearning, burning way down inside of me. And its torment won't ever be true till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
That about settles the Sinatra account for the evening. And, Frank, you paid off in full. Many thanks. Well, men, here we go again. Seems there's a letter from Australia, says, Dear Command Performance, there's a certain sound that would take me right back home to the farm in Indiana. Now, this may throw you, but what I'd like to hear is the chirping of a mess of baby chicks, those little fuzzy baby chicks, signed Private Joe Betzinger. Brother, you fellows can dream up the darndest things. But here comes a real chicken man, S.C. Lloyd, with a whole coop full of baby chicks. 10 to 1, they'll get Mike fried and you won't hear a thing, but we'll try it. Put them on, Mr. Lloyd. Thank you, kids. And as a special favor to Joe Betzinger, here is one of the baby chicks calling to its mother. Listen closely now. The baby chick calling its mama.
Mama!
That's really a half chick. No further comments. The matter is closed. And fellas, back again for another command performance comes the girl that the AEF, the United Nations, and Phil Harris really go for. Singing the song you can't get enough of. Alice Faye and Alexander's Ragtime Band.
come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. Don't ever roll, let you wanna go to war. It's just the best band that I am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band.
Well, fellas, it's a funny thing. You look into this silly little microphone and say goodnight, and the goodnight sweeps out across the Pacific and Atlantic. It rushes by ships at sea, through forests and swamps and jungles, across deserts and continents and lakes and the inland seas, down the war-torn streets of the cities of Europe, over the English Channel and down the countryside of England. It's such a big goodnight. And so it can't be like the good night of that girl at the station when the troop train pulled out. It can't be a good night that takes form as a prayer in a mother's heart, nor the whispered good night of a little brother and sister who don't quite understand where you are, but know somehow that you're doing a very great and very difficult job. But it's a good night that comes pouring out of the hearts of millions of sweethearts and mothers and little kids. A good night from the whole USA. And I guess the American way of saying good night as big as that is just, well, so long, fellas, and see you soon. This is Ginger Rogers sending love and good luck to the AES.
This is Ken Carpenter locking up for the night with a final remark that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.